Good morning, it's Tuesday, the 8th day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. A frosty morning will give way to a partly sunny day with high temperatures struggling to reach the mid-40s. Overnight lows will fall into the upper 20s. Now on with today's top stories. Today is Election Day. It is highly unlikely that ballots dropped in the mail today will be postmarked today, which is needed for the ballot to be counted. Please find your nearest ballot drop box and hand deliver it before 8 p.m. Pierce County deputies responded last weekend to a report of a pipe bomb found near a store. On Saturday morning, a bomb technician with Pierce County Sheriff's Department deputies went to a Parkland Auto Parts store on Pacific Avenue South after an employee found a metal pipe capped at both ends and wrapped in tape. According to the Sheriff's Department, the employee was cleaning up garbage left behind by transients when he found the suspicious item in a duffel bag. Deputies said the bomb technician brought the item to the department's firing range and determined it was a fully functioning homemade pipe bomb. The device would have had a blast similar to that of a grenade, deputies said. The device was rendered safe, and deputies examined it for evidence. The Sheriff's Department advised that suspicious items should be reported to 911. More than 1,850 people are homeless in Pierce County, and Tacoma wants to reach functional zero with its homelessness response by supporting permanent housing and providing supportive services for those who are homeless. The City of Tacoma's strategic plan to address homelessness, which was released this week, outlines 5 goals to create immediate access to shelter and for those who are experiencing homelessness to access shelter, services, and a pathway toward stable permanent housing. The city has proposed $34 million in homeless services in its 2023-2024 biennial budget. Almost $16 million is one-time resources that will allow for the stand-up of expanded permanent shelter and more temporary and emergency shelters. According to the Pierce County Homeless Point-in-Time Count, between 2017 to 2022, homelessness in the county increased by 40% with 1,851 people experiencing homelessness. This year, there are 1,225 shelter beds and 137 permanent housing units. For 2023 and 2024, there will be 1,375 shelter beds, 137 permanent supportive housing units and 120 affordable housing units. At the end of that biennium, one-time funding ends, and the city will transition out of temporary and empty shelter to more sustainable housing. The strategy aligns with Pierce County's comprehensive plan to end homelessness, which was ratified in March. Pierce County Sheriff's deputies investigating a weapon-related call in Bonnie Lake on early Saturday morning were involved in a shooting, the department said. Deputies responded just before 5 a.m. to an incident at 117th Street East and 203rd Avenue East, when shots were fired. No deputies were injured. The suspect, a 34-year-old man, exited the residence at 5:10 a.m. He had a gunshot wound to the foot. He was booked into the Pierce County Jail on suspicion of first-degree assault. The deputies involved in the incident were placed on administrative leave, in keeping with standard procedure. A 28-year-old man accused of attacking and raping 2 women at knife point last month in Pierce County was charged Thursday. Investigators are looking into whether he was involved in incidents with other victims. Ricardo Villegas Molina was charged in Pierce County Superior Court with 3 counts of first-degree rape and 2 counts of first-degree kidnapping for attacks that occurred October 7 and 30. Commissioner Philip Thornton set bail at $1 million. Court records show he does not have a criminal history in Pierce County. According to charging documents, both incidents involved Molina picking up women he didn't know in the Tacoma area and driving them to remote fields where he allegedly pulled a large knife on the women, cut off their clothing and raped them. Court records state there are more incidents under investigation that occurred in a similar manner, and additional charges may be filed. Molina was part of a seasonal work program and was due to return to Mexico on November 5. Lake's high school football players and cheerleaders were subjected to racist taunts and called the N-word at the team's road playoff game at Stanwood High School on Friday night, by both the Stanwood student section and players on the Stanwood football team, according to witnesses. The game was a Week 10 playoff game against Stanwood. In a Facebook post, Claire Dade Johnson said her daughter, a cheerleader for Lake's High School, was called the N-word in the girls' bathroom by Stanwood students. Reached by phone on Monday morning, Dade Johnson said multiple girls followed her daughter and other Lakes cheerleaders into the girls' bathroom, looked at them and called them effing N-words. Also reached by phone on Monday morning, Lakes head football coach Dave Miller said the N-word was directed at his football players during pregame warm-ups from the student section and by Stanwood football players during the game. Quote, "The student section was yelling the N-word at our players. Our coaches heard it throughout the game from their players. It was bad. I hope it's not representative of the whole community and it's just some isolated people that are very ignorant. End quote. In an email statement to the News Tribune, a spokesperson for the Stanwood-Camano School District said they're aware of the incident and investigating. A former director of the Child Abuse Unit at Mary Bridge Children's Hospital in Tacoma is accused of providing false, incomplete, and or unsupportable evidence as a state expert that led to several children being wrongly removed from their parents. Dr. Elizabeth Woods was sued Wednesday in federal court, where she was accused of giving flawed medical opinions to authorities regarding whether a child injury was the result of abuse and lacking the expertise necessary to conduct those evaluations. The suit was filed by a dozen parents individually and on behalf of their young children who they claimed were unjustly ripped away from their custody. It also names as defendants 10 unidentified agents of the state's Department for Child, Youth, and Families, who are alleged to have known Woods' opinions were defective. Woods was the subject in 2020 of a joint news investigation by King 5 News and NBC News, which reported that she had not undergone medical training necessary for her expert role, lied under oath about the prevalence of such training and misstated integral facts and reports on child abuse cases. The hospital is not a defendant in the lawsuit. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.